It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Filmmaking is a combination of art and business, and being successful at both is a skill. Pittsburgh has become home to helping support the business and the art of filmmaking, and here to tell us more about it is contributor Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Greetings, Rebecca.
Hello, Paul. Nice to see you. And action. Ready?
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
You're on.
Get the slate out.
Right. Let's get the slate out.
Let's first talk about some of the local organizations that are supporting the film industry in Pittsburgh.
We are so fortunate to have such a wealth of organizations here that support this industry. I'm going to just talk about a few, and there are many more, and we've put a lot up on the WESA website as well. The Pittsburgh Film Office is a nonprofit economic agency promoting southwestern Pennsylvania to the film industry, and their function is really to serve as an economic generator for this designated 10-county area around Pittsburgh, and they attract and they support the film, the television, related media industry projects, and that's really exciting. They do a great job. They have a lot of resources on their website, and they're a real mover here in the city. And they work with, for example, vendors and crew, and they coordinate business and government functions, and it's a real conduit for information. I just really got some great information on Steeltown Entertainment Project, and that's a really interesting organization because they believe that Pittsburgh has what it takes to be a key player in creating a world-class entertainment center. And they really work on strengthening industry connections. They educate youth. They discover talent. They pioneer innovative methods to incubate and to really invest in film. And their whole thing is to really forge vibrant and sustainable entertainment industries here. And I think the key really is sustainability because we want these films and these companies to continue to grow and thrive here, which I think we really have the ability to do. The Pittsburgh Filmmakers is one of the oldest and largest media art centers in the United States. I found out that they started as a filmmaking equipment access cooperative in 1971, Paul. So, and the cooperative is still a big part of it. And they also have an accredited school. They have three theaters, and they do the Three Rivers Film Festival. And so when we look at some of these organizations, we are so lucky to have them. Women in Film and Media in Pittsburgh is dedicated to improving the status and portrayal of women in film, video, and other screen-based media. And as we all know, you know how I feel about that? Very important.
Well, let's talk about the many film festivals that happen in Pittsburgh. You mentioned the Three Rivers Film Festival, yeah. But that is just one of many that have sprung up over the years.
Right. And right now it seems like it's spring and everybody's thinking film. So right now the 2014 Carnegie Mellon International Film Festival Faces of Work is going on. It's their eighth one. It's dedicated to the legacy of world-renowned filmmaker, psychologist, and Carnegie Mellon Professor Paul Goodman. And to really hit on his focus on human challenges and achievements. And so that's been very cool. And they bring in documentaries and films from all over the world. There's two that are really exciting. There's one this Saturday called Grigris. And then on the 5th, there's one called Sweet Dreams. And Grigris is one, it's a noir drama from the French-speaking African country of Chad. And Sweet Dreams is a documentary about a group of Rwandan women who get together and they open the first ice cream shop. So is that cool? It's so cool. There's a Silk Screen Film Festival, which is April 26th through May 4th. And it's an Asian American film festival. And very
J-Fest.
Yeah, J-Fest is coming up, and that's March 27th to April 6th. Again, they had to select 17 films from 8 different countries, and so many are submitted. So these aren't just films that are brought in. These are really juried and looked at. And so you have high-level selections. And then on May 16th, 17th, and 18th, the Women in Film and Media in Pittsburgh host the Women in Film and Television International Summit. And it's 3 days with panel discussions and seminars and events and awards. So when I started to do this research, I was amazed. There's so much here.
There are lots of ways to learn and study the business and the art of film. What are some examples that you can give?
Yeah, and so there are really a number of very fine educational programs here. film schools, the Pittsburgh Public Schools. Certainly my son was in Kappa, and they have some great writing programs there on the high school level. When you look at the college level, we have the Art Institute of Pittsburgh. We have Carnegie Mellon, which offers great degrees, bachelor's in films and master's in films. Our university, Chatham University, also has a bachelor in film and a master's in film. La Roche College does. University of Pittsburgh at the Pittsburgh campus and Point Park. So a number of these universities have really realized, whether they're looking at cinematography or film and video production, that there really is a big business around this. But then you can really combine the art and the business, and I think that's a real win.
And there are filmmakers that are making it in
this town.
Absolutely.
They definitely are. And a lot is happening right now. I don't know if there's been a Russell Crowe sighting, but we know he's here making another movie. So if any of our listeners have had a Russell Crowe sighting, would you please let us know?
Well, if there are a lot of acting students and a lot of actors in this town looking for work. So if somebody wants to be cast get cast in one of these films, how do they do it?
Right. So there are a number of agencies, and I found several listed on the Pittsburgh Film Office website. But there's the Dougherty Agency, and they represent actors and models in the Pittsburgh and Cleveland market. There's a casting agency, Nancy Moser Casting. There's the Talent Group. And so when they do open calls, so if you do your research, you can actually really find some groups that are out there and available, and you can try your hand at it. So I think, you know, we're waiting for the next star, right, Paul? Is it going to be you?
Well, you never know. But there are, for example, a couple of CMU students who made the independent film Blumenthal, which stars an amazing actor, Brian Cox.
Right.
And that we are going to be talking to them a week from tomorrow here on the program. So that will be an interesting conversation. But that's living proof that people are making it, that are graduating with a desire to make films and make a living at this and actually are doing it.
Right.
Now, as far as the residual business effect, and we are talking with our business correspondent, Rebecca Harris, how can small businesses and individuals benefit from the Pittsburgh film industry?
Well, Pittsburgh has long been a favorite destination of the film production companies, really since the 1940s, partially because of our diverse topography, the interesting architecture, and the very economical work environment. And you add all those things together, and we're becoming even more popular. We're hosting a number of films every year. And for the past 10 years, I mean, millions of dollars are coming through this area. The Pittsburgh Film Office keeps a list of all the different types of vendors and crew and assets needed to help produce these films. I know that a lot of the other organizations I listed do as well. Think of how many pizzas you might have to serve to a crew that's making like 20 cuts on a movie. I mean, there's so many different opportunities in the supply chain. There was recently a movie that was being filmed outside of Chatham University, and I have never seen more porta-johns. You know, they're everywhere. And so somebody is supplying those, Paul, and they are not coming from Hollywood.
You go to Hollywood. That's what the old joke about it. I always wanted to work in show business, so I'm supplying porta-johns.
Yeah, right.
But you're right. In all likelihood, logistically,
there's a lot of opportunities. Everything from electrical to supply to food to everything sort of in between. So we welcome the film industry. It is a great business.
Rebecca Harris is director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca, thanks as always.
Pleasure, Paul.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, we'll hear the harrowing story of a CMU film student who was part of a documentary crew attacked by a mob in Ukraine. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.